That mannequin, he grunted as the white peaks came slowly closer. I knew he'd never dare betray me. He's a clever little thing, not a gold-digging fool like you, dwarf. Gravelbeard frowned, secretly making a face at Nettlebrand. All the same, added the huge dragon, hauling himself up the rocks, I think I'm going to eat him. He's too impertinent for an armor cleaner. I'll keep you to do the job instead.
What? Gravelbeard sat upright in horror. What did you say?
Nettlebrand uttered a horrible laugh.
You can go on being my armor cleaner. That's what I said. Now shut up. I have to concentrate on the hunt. Aha!
Licking his lips, he rammed his claws into the mountainside, getting a firm grip.
They're so close now, so close at last. I'm going to pick them off the roof of their cave like pigeons.
The furious Gravelbeard clung to one of the dragon's horns.
I don't want to be your armor cleaner anymore,
he shouted into Nettlebrand's ear.
I want my reward, and then I want to go back to prospecting for stones.
Oh, nonsense, Nettlebrand gave a menacing growl. Hold your tongue, or I'll eat you before I eat the homunculus, and then where am I going to get another armor cleaner?
He stopped on a rocky ledge, groaning.
Where is it? He asked, putting his head back. Can't be much farther now, can it?
Gravelbeard sniveled. His horny fists were clenched in anger.
You promised me! He shouted into the icy wind. You promised!
Where is it?
Bellowed Nettlebrand.
Show me, armor cleaner, or do you want me to eat you here and now?
There!
Gravelbeard raised a trembling finger and pointed.
Up there, where the snow's settling in that big hollow.
Good,
growled Nettlebrand, snarling as he made his way up the last few yards. Gravelbeard sat between his horns, chewing his beard in fury. If he wasn't going to get his reward after all, he had no intention of ever cleaning Nettlebrand's armor again. Soundlessly and slowly, very slowly, he began sliding down Nettlebrand's neck, using all the skill he had learned from climbing mountains. As Nettlebrand braced his weight against the slab of stone that stood between him and his prey, the armor cleaner jumped down into the snow. And when the stone slab slid aside and Nettlebrand forced his way into the tunnel, Gravelbeard scurried silently along behind him, on his own 2 feet and at a safe distance. Not to watch the dragon hunt, no. He just wanted to be back in that wonderful cavern.